26th of July 2022, my name is Gertrude and this is Podka episode number 47. Today's episode is titled, Good Night to You Too. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Today, we are going to take a look at 35 ways that you can respond when someone says good night to you. Someone says good night to you. Below are ways of saying good night if you are talking to someone older, or who is in a higher social position than you. In English, saying good night is fairly common, just like saying enjoy your remaining night. Night here referring mostly to the social night. Contextually, this word is used to say more than good night, or enjoy your rest to somebody. In English, people usually say good night or nice dreams to someone in order to wish him a good evening. To wish someone a good night and sweet dreams, you say buenas noches y dulces sueños plus os. If you are saying good night, and you all see you tomorrow, you might want to tell someone buenas noches. To say good night, beautifula, you say buenas noches, hermosa. If you are talking to a baby, you might say buenas noches, chiquitos, or chiquitas. You would also use buenas noches to greet someone at night, just as you would say a good night as a greeting in English. To wish someone a good evening in Spanish, you say que tengas buena noche. You say bonne nuit to wish someone a good night in French when you know that the other person is going to bed. You imagine if you were to say bonjour to someone going out for the night. That might be a surprise. And surprises are often met with laughter. You would never say bonne nuit to someone leaving an office at 11 p.m. Unless, again, they were going into the next room for sleep. You could say it at night before going to bed, or even during the day, if you knew you were going to meet the person the following day. A more formal way to say you are looking forward to the day after, and that you can once again see that person. A slightly more formal way of noting the fact that they are going to sleep, and that you are not going to see them again for the rest of the day. If you do not see anyone's goodnight text message until the following morning, do not fret. You can either say you are sorry, or simply mock that you fell asleep and missed their text. It is actually really good to get a goodnight nice text from someone, if only you liked them. Next time someone says goodnight to you, you now have a tool for giving them a reply that might get them laughing, smiling, or feeling better about themselves. Having their voice tell goodnight is often better and more memorable than having them type it out for you. Similar to how when your friends or people who are close to you are going to sleep, you may say goodnight to a friend as you are getting ready to go to sleep. When your friend says oyasumi to you, you also have to respond with oyasumi to your friend. When greeting a person higher than you goodnight, you should use the more formal oyasumi nasai instead of saying oyasumi. If you wish to say sleep in a formal context, you should use the jimuseo word. Now, let us take a look at phrases that do not involve saying goodnight in Spanish, but are nevertheless said in the evening, and with reference to sleep. While these do not exactly say the same thing, there are a few similar evening phrases in Spanish you can use for saying goodnight in Spanish. These are great Spanish phrases to have at the ready, since you all say these to people around you on most days. Some are more social, others are more private or reserved for those with whom you have and you got a closer relationship, but several others are great alternatives for saying goodnight in Spanish. Regardless of how important saying goodnight in Spanish is, there are plenty of other ways in Spanish to express the same idea when it is late in the evening or you are ready to sleep. In addition to knowing how to say goodnight, you might want to use the expression see you tomorrow in some situations as well. You are not simply hoping they are having good night. You are taking this one step further by describing what you wish their good night would involve. In French, there is another expression used to hope someone is enjoying the rest of his or her social evening, and it does not include the word evening. By telling someone that you want to speak with them tomorrow, you are making it clear that leaving them in bed is not because you dislike them. It is simply because you should actually go to bed. When you tell someone to get some good sleep, you are acknowledging that their sleep is going to be important for them. You are acknowledging that they will need sleep, but doing so in a way that
makes them feel good about themselves. If you are seeing someone the following day and want to ask if they have been sleeping well, or have been sleeping, this is something you can say. If you were personally there, and somebody said, good night, you naturally responded. When wishing someone good evening, like pleasant evening, you should say bonne soirée. You say goodnight in French quite differently depending on whether a) you want to say hello or goodbye to someone, and b) how well you know them, i.e. a quick, but also courteous, way to tell someone that you are looking forward to having a chance to see them again tomorrow.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Gertrude and this was episode 47 of Podka. See y'all next time.